The second year of buying health insurance under the Affordable Care Act starts tomorrow. We've got a couple of stories on that on tonight's Montana Evening Edition. I'm Eric Whitney.
And I'm Christopher Allen. We've also got news from the state capitol. And it turns out a federal judge in Great Falls won't hear arguments challenging Montana's gay marriage ban. A federal judge has canceled a hearing on Montana's ban on gay marriage. It was scheduled for next week in Great Falls, but the four couples challenging the ban have agreed with Montana Attorney General Tim Fox that the judge has enough information to decide the case without having to hear arguments in court. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris will decide the case in Montana. There's no timeline for his decision. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals recently struck down similar gay marriage bans in Idaho and Nevada. The American Civil Liberties Union of Montana expects a favorable ruling because the Ninth Circuit includes Montana. Montana Department of Justice spokesman John Barnes has said the U.S. Supreme Court could still take up the issue, so state attorneys plan to continue to defend the state's constitutional ban. Governor Steve Bullock will release his new state budget Monday morning. He says it will support job creation, educational opportunities, and access to health care.
State Health Insurance Commissioner Monica Lindeen has rolled out a retooled website to help Montanans navigate health insurance options. The second open enrollment period to sign up for health insurance as part of the Affordable Care Act begins on Saturday and runs through February 15th. Lindeen says MontanaHealthAnswers.com will help Montanans find unbiased and understandable information. The site features a health insurance buyer's guide written by Montana insurance experts with information people will need when they look to buy health insurance on the federal exchange, healthcare.gov. In 2014, about 30,000 people in the state gained health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. Lindeen says nearly 17% of people in the state remain uninsured.
Republican members of the Montana House have held a caucus meeting after hours and away from the Capitol. The Great Falls Tribune reports that about 50 Republican lawmakers met late Thursday in the basement of a Helena hotel to talk about the 2015 legislative session. Party caucus meetings must be held open to the public after the courts found in the 1990s that party caucuses were public bodies and subject to Montana's right-to-know laws. The newly elected Republican House Majority Leader handed out questionnaires at the meeting and asked lawmakers to give opinions on issues such as the transfer of public lands. Billings attorney and Republican Senator Jeff Essman told the Tribune that the meeting did not fall under the state's open meeting laws for reasons including that lawmakers were not on public property.
Montana Rail Link crews spent today re-railing about 10 empty freight train cars that derailed in a collision east of Missoula at about 10:30 last night. MRL spokesman Jim Lewis says two of the four crew members on the westbound train were treated for minor injuries and released from the hospital. Lewis says a westbound grain train hit the end of an empty eastbound train as the westbound train was merging onto the main line from a siding. The collision knocked out power to hundreds of customers in the East Missoula area as temperatures dipped into the single digits. Power was restored within about 2 hours. Lewis says all of the derailed train cars remained upright.
Montana Wildlife Commissioners say they want to keep looking for suitable sites within the state for keeping wild sheep in Montana. Commissioners rejected a proposal from Fish, Wildlife, and Parks to move some wild sheep out of the state for the second time. Wildlife managers say herds in the Missouri Breaks are too densely populated, raising the chance that disease will wipe them out. Transplanting excess sheep out of state was a somewhat routine practice in the past. That changed after hunters complained when 60 sheep were transplanted to Utah in 2009. Wildlife managers say they can no longer find suitable relocation sites in Montana. They want to send 50 of the animals to South Dakota. The commission plans to take up the issue again during a video conference meeting next Thursday.
The new Montana health insurance company that opened last year is expanding into Idaho this year and will start selling coverage there on Saturday.
We became operational in Idaho because there was a need for greater competition in the state of Idaho.
That's Karen Early, director of marketing for MHC, the company that operates as Montana Health Co-op on this side of the Bitterroots and as Mountain Health Co-op in Idaho. MHC is one of 24 new co-op health insurance companies that launched last year under the Federal Affordable Care Act, which some people call Obamacare. The law gave the co-ops loans in order to create more competition in state health insurance marketplaces. All the co-ops are nonprofit.
Co-ops really are operating best in those states where there's less population and there are fewer competitors in the health insurance marketplace. And Idaho is one of those markets, much like Montana. In Idaho, last year, there were only 4 insurance companies on the exchange versus states like California, where there were dozens. So there aren't a lot of health insurance companies operating, and that's a place where a health insurance co-op that is, you know, a true nonprofit entity can have a real good marketplace share because it offers more competition in a rather narrow market.
The new co-ops have struggled in some states, but Montana's did well last year, capturing about 40% of the new exchange market. Karen Early says her company won about 4,000 more customers in Montana than its initial goal. In Idaho, which has about half again as many residents as Montana, they're hoping for similar success.
We certainly hope to enroll 10 or 15,000 people in Idaho at this year, the same as we did in Montana. We may enroll far more. We just don't know. It's going to depend a lot on market forces and how people perceive the need to buy health insurance this year.
And a lot of different factors figure into that. For one, the tax penalty for not having health insurance under the Affordable Care Act is bigger this year. Last year, it was $95, or 1% of a person's income, whichever was greater. This year, the penalty is $325, or 2% of income. How many people decide to buy coverage will also have a lot to do with how hard the process is. Last year, the initial rollout of the healthcare.gov website was a nightmare. Things improved over time, enough so that more than 8 million Americans eventually got coverage. Officials in Idaho say things should be better there this year because the state's residents no longer have to use healthcare.gov. Idaho set up its own online marketplace called Your Health Idaho. Pat Kelly is its executive director.
Well, I think the challenges last year with healthcare.gov really gives Idaho an opportunity to build upon the lessons learned. We can learn from some of the mistakes that other exchanges in the federal marketplace experienced last year to ensure that we do not repeat those mistakes here in Idaho.
But Your Health Idaho and healthcare.gov and the other state exchanges also have 3 fewer months to sign people up for health insurance than they did last year. Last year, open enrollment ran from October through March. This year, open enrollment starts tomorrow and only runs through mid-February.
Nearly 2,000 pounds of wild bison lumbers out of a truck and down a ramp yesterday onto a pasture owned by the Assiniboine and Sioux tribes of the Fort Peck Reservation. Some members of the tribe greeted the animals with a song. Dozens of excited people were there to see the workers herd the animals into a 140-acre holding pen. Fort Peck Fish and Game officials said almost 100 bison were unloaded yesterday, with nearly 50 more expected today. Wildlife officials originally captured the herd migrating out of Yellowstone National Park. They're part of only 4,000 genetically pure bison left in the country. They spent the last 5 years on a ranch owned by cable news pioneer Ted Turner. The transfer is part of the first treaty signed between the U.S. government and Indian nations in 150 years. Tribal Councilman Tommy Christian has represented the Assiniboine and Sioux tribes of Fort Peck for 15 years and was part of the treaty signing in September. He says having a strong bison herd is important for some tribal members, and a strong herd can represent a strong culture.
A lot of people don't understand that, but many of us live by our way of life, our value system that kind of develops the character to get through a lot of these hard times, and the buffalo represents that. Like a buffalo, when a storm comes, it faces the wind, eh? Or faces the storm. And I guess that's kind of representative of our adaptability and our resiliency as a nations of people.
A Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Commission decided to send the animals to the tribes instead of possibly splitting the herd among groups across the country who asked to manage them. Defenders of Wildlife Executive Director Jonathan Proctor traveled from Washington, D.C. to Fort Peck to see the herd being released.
And you could tell these animals were wild by their reaction to get out of those trucks and out onto that prairie. And it was a beautiful sight to see. You know, these animals would have otherwise been sent to slaughterhouses when they left Yellowstone National Park.
Defenders of Wildlife is a national nonprofit group that advocates for federal funding of wildlife conservation.
This is a much better way to deal with the bison issue in Yellowstone than to wastefully and unproductively send them to a slaughterhouse. These animals are too valuable for that.
Proctor says restoring original bison herds across the country, free from any cattle genes, gives options for preserving the species. But he says that doesn't mean other bison aren't worth protecting.
And there are a lot of very valid questions about how important is it that some bison have tiny amounts of cattle genes. You know, those are great questions for the scientists to answer over time with research. But what we do know is that the Yellowstone bison are genetically pure, have been in a wild setting for a very forever, and it makes all the sense in the world to err on the side of caution and to restore these bison elsewhere.
Fort Peck Fish and Game Director Robbie Magnan and his staff manage the herds and test the animals for disease. He says the animals will graze across a 13,000-acre pasture later this month. They joined about 50 Yellowstone bison previously obtained by Fort Peck. The tribes hope to expand the herd to about 300 animals, and Magnan says the bison will be used in part to help create pure herds of bison elsewhere in the country. And now your weekend weather forecast. West of the Divide, there's a wind chill advisory in effect until 8 a.m. Saturday for most of the region. Tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance of snow, lows 2 below to 9 below zero. Saturday, partly cloudy, highs 14 to 21 degrees, low 7 below to zero. Sunday, more clouds, highs 19 to 26 degrees. And in central Montana tonight, slight chance of snow in the evening with lows 5 below to 10 below zero. Saturday, partly cloudy, highs 10 to 15, lows 0 to 10 above zero. Sunday, more clouds, highs 20 to 25 degrees. And in southwest Montana, a winter weather advisory is in effect until 5 a.m. Saturday for the Beaverhead, Madison, Jefferson, and Gallatin counties. Tonight, a good chance of snow, lows 5 below to 10 below zero. Saturday, partly cloudy, slight chance of more snow, highs 5 to 10 degrees, lows 10 below to zero. Sunday, partly cloudy, highs 15 to 25 degrees. And that's our newscast for this Friday evening. If you have a comment about any of our stories, you can post it on our website at mtpr.org or on Montana Public Radio's Facebook page. Montana Evening Edition is also archived on our website. I'm Christopher Allen. Stay warm this weekend, and thanks for listening.